Well, the appointment, a real good honour for me to be manager of this club, and I'm over the moon.
Yeah, I would say it was a very proud moment for you last night when it was announced that you would be the manager, because it's your home club, Declan.
It certainly was. I had my family was there and a lot of friends. The support I've been receiving throughout the town and the city here has been overwhelming, you know. Absolutely delighted.
Yeah. Well, when Stephen Kenny departed the club just before Christmas, did it take you long to make up your mind to make a push for the job, Declan?
You know, I never really made a push for the job, to be totally honest, Ashin. The club knew that I was here in the background, and I worked very closely with Stephen, and I had a good input on the team affairs over the last number of years. And you know, I never really went chasing the job, so to speak. But you know, very proud that they held me in esteem, that they came and spoke to me, and then eventually I spoke to them on my plans and what I thought could be achieved here, and you know. Delighted that they've given me the opportunity, because there's a lot of strong candidates for the job, and I'm delighted.
Yeah, well, if there's anybody who knows Derry City Football Club, instead of it's yourself, Declan.
Well, that's it. Actually, I started here. I started off with 5-year-old kids doing a development centre, and I've worked right through from. I set up a ladies' team here. I worked with under-19s. I worked with under-16s. I worked with that reserve team. I worked first team under numerous managers. And then spent a long time working with Stephen's number 3 and first team coach. So I've came right through. I've come a long way in the last 10 years, believe me.
Yeah. Let's talk about the man who's going to be alongside you this season, Paul Higgerty. You've come up through the ranks with Paul. You played with Paul. You've been in management teams as well. So you know each other quite well, and you know each other's capabilities.
Absolutely. The main thing of me getting the jobs, you know, Paul was to work alongside me. And by no means am I Paul Higgerty's boss. We're on a par. We work together. We're friends. We trust each other, you know. And the two of us will be doing the thing hand in hand. And you know, I wish to have anybody else alongside me. As Paul Higgerty to me is, it epitomises what it's about to be a winner in football. And I'm very fortunate to have him working alongside me.
Well, the job, of course, starts today for you, Declan. Derry, of course, in reflection, last year had a tremendous season. I suppose they were the surprise package of the Premier League. But as we head into the 2012 campaign now, not alone is Stephen Kenny gone, but Gareth McGlynn's not about, Stuart Greason's not about, Eamon Zaid's not about. So your work's already been cut out for you in trying to replace those players who were a crucial cog in Derry City over the last 12 months.
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, and you can add to that list as well, James. That left with 3 months of the season to go last year, you know, who was very influential for us and doing what we did last year, you know, and also recently in the last number of days, Emmett Friars, who's a great servant of the club, and young Rory Harkin have moved on. So we're literally down to the bare bones at this moment in time, and you know, there was no celebrating last night. I spent on it at home with my kids and my family, and you know, myself and Paul were in the office here, which we still are. At 9 o'clock this morning, we're still here. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do to even get the squad anywhere near where it was last year. But we're confident we can add that. And you know, the one thing is, Derry City's a huge club, and it's an honour for any player to come and play here. But we'll be doing our best to attract the best talent about. And the other thing about the situation here is we have a tremendous youth policy, and we'll be looking to develop players right throughout the Northwest and give not only just Derby's players, but also Donegal and Manishown players an opportunity to go to the top here.
Yeah, it's been a busy day for you, Declan. Is your first aim to tie down the players that are still with the club there at the moment for this year?
Absolutely. We're looking at tying down players that's been here, and we're also looking at Farfield. You know, there's a lot of players available at this moment in time. A lot of clubs are in financial difficulties. The one thing that we have here is a very good structure where we were in trouble a couple of years ago, and we know now we've learned our lessons, and the board of directors here are very stringent in the way that they operate, and we can guarantee that, you know, the club is run from top to bottom the right way, and we can guarantee the players will be paid, we can guarantee the players will be well looked after. So, you know, I think it's an honour to come and play at Derry City, and we always look after our players to the best and highest quality.
It was a big year for Derry last year. You booked your place in Europe. You were fighting out for the Premier Division title. You won yet another League Cup. Declan, as the new boss, what's your aim for Derry City this year?
My aim is for success. First and foremost, I'm not going to make any crazy predictions. You know, we want to get a squad of players that's capable of challenging at the top end of the table. We're hungry. Myself and Paul Hegarty, you know, we don't want to settle. We never would settle for second best. You know, so we're not making any crazy predictions at this moment in time. Our main focus now is to assemble a strong squad and be ready to compete come the start of March.
Yeah, I know it's early days yet, and there's always an expectation of Derry City Football Club. But you're sounding confident, Declan, in your first 24 hours in the post. Any sort of pressure there at the moment?
No, to be honest, there's always going to be pressure with the post here. It's a big club, you know, that's part of it. But myself and Paul wouldn't have came in here if we didn't feel as if we could be successful and we couldn't do the job, you know. It's a tremendous honour, but it's not one you would do if you didn't feel you could do it. You know, there's no egos here. We're willing to roll the sleeves up and work hard, and we'll be expecting the same from the players that we bring in, you know. So we're ready for a hard graft, and we'll see where it takes us, but no crazy predictions, and we'll not be overawed by the size and the magnitude of the task ahead, but we'll have a crack at it, and we're confident we can do well.